Rashid Khalidi is the Edward Said Professor of Arab Studies at Columbia University and author of the book Resurrecting Empire, Western Footprints and America's Perilous Path in the Middle East. He joins us from New York. Professor Khalidi, thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Scott.
And we've talked about what conceivable role the United States could play. What about neighboring Arab states like Egypt? What might they offer to Palestinians at this juncture?
Well, Egypt potentially has a role to play. The Egyptians have offered to broker a ceasefire so far, without much success, because Israel doesn't want to constrain itself in terms of its ability to assassinate Palestinians or carry out incursions if there are rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip. Mm-hmm. But it can also, presumably, prevail upon Washington to do things that it seems the Bush administration is loath to do, things like, as one of your earlier speakers said, ensure that Israeli troops pull back significantly so that elections can take place, things like rolling back settlement expansion, and things like releasing Palestinian prisoners. All of these are things that when Abu Mazen was prime minister last time, Israel was unwilling to do, particularly prisoner releases. And that, more than anything Arafat did, undermined him and led him to resign in disgust.
Mm-hmm. Professor Khalidi, Prime Minister Blair has been outspoken for a few years now, but what he sees is the urgency for a two-state solution. President Bush echoed that yesterday, but mentioned a four-year timetable. Is there any correlation between 4 years and urgent?
It doesn't sound terribly urgent to me. I think one of the most important things that happened at that press conference, which was underreported in the coverage of it, was that the president dodged a question from a British journalist about settlements. He refused to say that settlements were a problem or that his administration would do anything about them. And that's partly because, again, as has been underreported, people in his National Security Council, Elliot Abrams, have been negotiating the maintenance of most of the settlements and the building of a network of second-class roads for Palestinians so that the settlements can stay. This is the thrust of the Bush administration thus far, and I think the president's dodging of that question reflects that it hasn't changed yet. So I not only see no urgency, I see thus far an unwillingness to grasp the nettle. And the president saying that the onus is entirely on the Palestinians is in keeping with the idea that all the violence is Palestinian, the problem is Palestinian mm-hmm. violence, and that the violence of the Israeli occupation, for the president, is not the issue.
Professor Khalidi, we've got a little over a minute left. We talk about the importance and the urgency of elections coming up within 6 months. Is it practical?
Six weeks, actually.
6 weeks. I beg your pardon, 6 weeks. Well, is it practical to think that Hamas is going to hire K Street political consultants or something and come into the process and run an election campaign?
Right. If they do, I hope they don't hire the ones that the Democratic Party had here. But I don't think that's terribly likely. Whether they run in the elections or not will have a lot to do with what happens between them and the people who've taken over the Palestinian Authority in the interim. Whether there are elections or not, however, will have a lot to do with what the United States, Israel, Europe, and Egypt, in fact, do. Mm-hmm. We can all do a great deal to see to it that there are elections, and inaction will ensure that there's no possibility of elections. But I think it actually is possible that Hamas will consider running. There was planning for municipal elections in December, and Hamas was going to run in those and test its strength. And I think they might conceivably participate in the political process. If they do, it has dangers, but it also has important possibilities.
Okay. Rashid Khalidi, who is the Edward Said Professor of Arab Studies at Columbia University, thank you very much.
A pleasure.